As of last week, the committee was still planning to hold the event, but wrote on Facebook that it was closely monitoring state and local health mandates.
They were making plans, hopefully having the parade, but being realistic that they knew it was probably being canceled.
That's Mayor Beth Weldon. When the Juneau Assembly discussed the matter at its meeting Monday, members agreed that a parade was probably not advisable with social distancing guidelines. Weldon says the city reached out to the committee on Tuesday to let them know. Juneau's downtown 4th of July parade is organized by a separate group, which canceled the event back in March, in part due to ongoing construction along Egan Drive this summer. As for the annual fireworks show, that too was discussed by the assembly on Monday. Weldon says the city is deciding whether the show can go on, and they're open to suggestions.
People can think of ways that we can do the fireworks or a place to do the fireworks that people can see them in their cars or something like that.
The fireworks need to be ordered soon, but could be kept in storage until next year if the show is canceled. The annual July 3rd show is organized by the volunteer-run Juneau Festival Association. Brett McCurley typically puts on a popular amateur fireworks show on Sandy Beach for the 4th of July and New Year's. McCurley says he thinks having people watch the show from their cars could work.
I mean, there's multiple places where you can go and have enough people park, you know, and stay in your cars and watch the show.
He says it might be best to have two separate shows, one downtown and one in the valley, to allow plenty of space for parking. If the city wants to talk, he says all they have to do is give him a call. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.